This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Ferreira, F-E-R-R-E-I-R-A, first name Troy, T-R-O-Y. The date of birth, June 7, 1964. Date of evaluation, February 19, 2026. Referring physician, Dr. Elder Sheedy. The chief complaint, 61-year-old male who is in preoperatively as he is scheduled for reverse shoulder placement. The HPI, the patient is a 61-year-old male who reports an industrial injury to the right shoulder, which occurred in May of 2025, period. He was initially evaluated at Concentra, period. He then underwent a conservative course of treatment to include physical therapy. He subsequently underwent MRI, which revealed a torn rotator cuff. He had continued with pain, which he describes as sharp, stubbing, and radiating to the arm and forearm, period. Pain is typically 4/10 subjectively, period. It is worse than when he sleeps on the opposite side or whenever his arm is in a hanging/loose position, period. He denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. Specifically, he has had no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, or dysrhythmias, period. His past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number, diabetes type 2. Past surgical history, left total knee replacement. Medications, Losartan, 100 milligrams, 1 daily. Glipizide, 500 milligrams, take 2 daily. Metformin, 500 milligrams. Daily hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, 1 daily. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams, 1 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. Mother had cervical and stomach cancer, otherwise unremarkable. Social history. He denies cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use, but reports rare alcohol use. Significant anesthesia events. Patient reports that following his total knee replacement, he was found to have apneic spells by his nursing staff, who came in on multiple occasions to wake him up and say that he was not breathing, period. He has had no diagnosis of sleep apnea, period. The review of systems. Otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure, 118/72. Pulse 99, respiratory rate 20, height 70 inches, weight 340 pounds. In general, he is a moderately obese male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The skin exam, there is approximately one centimeter irregular ulceration on the dorsal aspect of his right wrist, period. Extremities reveal 1+ pitting edema, period. Musculoskeletal, The right shoulder demonstrates decreased range of motion on all passive range of motion exercise periods. It is noted to have significant tenderness on abduction period. The data review X-rays, right shoulder, November 13, 25, right shoulder reveals no dislocation. There is mild glenohumeral joint space narrowing, moderate AC joint degenerative change, type 1 acromion. MRI of the right shoulder reveals complete tearing of the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and subscapularis. There is advanced muscular atrophy. There is a high riding humeral head. There is AC joint degeneration period. There is moderate cartilage loss of the glenohumeral joint with small effusion. There is a deficient intracapsular biceps. The ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 93 beats per minute. Non-specific SD/T-wave changes noted. Cannot rule out old inferior wall myocardial infarction. The impression, this is a 61-year-old male who suffered an industrial injury resulting in a right rotator cuff tear period. He was ultimately found to have right rotator cuff tear arthropathy and is now scheduled for right reverse total shoulder arthroplasty period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure period. He is cleared for same period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.